Sokala Duma Radio.
My name is Star Chalale from Ladybrand in the Free State. I sincerely believe that Solinas won't win any silverware with Amakhosi because, in my opinion, he was a desperate appointment after Kaizer Chiefs failed to back their man, Stuart Baxter. In my opinion, Solinas is going to struggle because the philosophy of the team is a bit foreign to him. Yes, he coached Free State Stars and he played exciting football, but this is Kaizer Chiefs. And Kaizer Chiefs, like any other big team, like Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns, they've got their own playing philosophy. And all these coaches, small name or big name coaches, they tend to fail when they coach one of these South African soccer giants.
Giovanni Solinas is the new Kaizer Chiefs coach. Having mentored Free State Stars in the PSL before, do you think he will win silverware for Kaizer Chiefs? That's the topic on the lips of every football fan since the announcement of the coach was made. On the show today, we'll hear from you, the fans, regarding the expectations that you have about the new Chiefs coach. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This is the Transfer Rep, and I am your host, Nkululeko Ngeu. Stand by for an action-packed episode where we'll bring you the biggest transfer news and insights happening right now in the world of football. We'll hear from you, obviously, the fans, and your opinions on the voice notes. And finally, we'll give you a glimpse of the headlines making news in the football right now and some exclusives from the latest Sokala Duma newspaper.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Every Wednesday, for only R3.90, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with football players. Here is what was covered on this week's newspaper. Sokala Duma paper editor Vuyani Joni on the editor's column looks back at the recently concluded FIFA World Cup and highlights the important lessons to be learned from the world champions France. He also makes a special mention on the performances of Kylian Mbappe, who had an excellent tournament, and I agree there. And South African players are sometimes known for their hectic off-the-field lifestyles. One of them is former Kaizer Chiefs youngster Chris Matombo. Bivanazo sat down with the young man as he related to him some of the worst moments off the field which led to him leaving Kaizer Chiefs. It's an interesting chat. Check it out. Left back Mark van Heerden was unveiled as one of the new signings by AmaZulu. We caught up with him to find out about his stay at Chipa and what led to him leaving Orlando Pirates for AmaZulu. And AFCON 96 hero Mark Williams is on the revolving column as it looks at the hits and misses from Russia 2018. He offers his opinions on the Maize Cup and the upcoming Shell Helix Cup encounter between Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns. Finally, Lunga Adam turns back the hands of time with a lovely conversation with former Buccaneer James Mutibi on the Still In Touch section. Find out which player once cried in the middle of a crisis meeting at Orlando Pirates and how his teammates responded to that. That was very, very intriguing and interesting. Catch all that and much, much more on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper.
For my opinion, ngiyacabanga ukuthi uJovan Solinas ngayiwile silverware. Kodwa if mayezokwazi ukusebenzisa labadlali abamthekele bona, mhlawumbe lokho ngokuthi mhlawumbe uKatsande efanele adlale notshani ngaseswini, ukuthi uFilias adlale u-10, ukuthi uMalungwane adlale u-8, uMahlasa adlale behind unumber 9 ozobe kuwukhasta. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi uma ngingadlanga le scheme lesi and futhi abe consistent, ngiyacabanga ukuthi iChiefs silverware izoyithola-ke nje. But see, in general, I'm still body baller, but I'm going to have a good time for sure this season.
I think Coach Giovanni Solinas will rise up the tiger with Amakhosi and the MTN this season.
I'll say, since you went to two semifinals in one season for Kaizer Chiefs and the kind of player we have, which has been unnoticed, we have currently very good players. We just need a very good coach that's going to take what's making them not play well in the pitch or forget about the whole Kompela issue. But then I believe he's going to win a silverware this season. Trust me. Because we have a very good team. Defensively, we great team. Offensively as well, we have a great team. Trust me. With addition of Billiard and other extra players in midfield, I believe we can win a silverware this season.
It's been a week in which we crowned the world champions in football. The transfer record for the most expensive goalkeeper in the world was also shattered by the Reds of Merseyside. Here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Orlando Pirates announced their player of the season and other award winners at the ceremony on Thursday evening. Despite ending the season without silverware, Milutin Radojevic led the Buccaneers to a second place finish in the 2017-2018 season. Musa Nyatama walked away with the big awards on the night after being named the Player of the Season, Players Player of the Season, and the Fans Player of the Season. The winners in full are as follows. Player of the Season is Musa Nyatama. Players Player of the Season is Musa Nyatama. Reserve Player of the Season is Samuel Nkomo. Development Player of the Season was Augustine Muhlanuku. And the Golden Boot goes to Luvuyo Memela for 5 goals throughout the season. The Golden Gloves went to Wayne Sandilands for 5 clean sheets in 12 matches. The Goal of the Season went to Augustine Molenga versus a goal he scored against Bloemfontein Celtic. The Fans Player of the Season was Musa Nyatama. As mentioned, the Prospect of the Season was left back Innocent Mayela. And the Chairman's Award went to club captain Happy Jele. Alright, moving right along then to AmaZulu. Siyabonga Nomvete and Mabudi Khanyeza will continue playing in the PSL in the new season after signing new deals with AmaZulu. The KZN club announced the duo's new deals, confirming that both players have been handed respective 1-year contracts. Khanyeza and Nomvete are the only players still active that have scored more than 100 career goals in the Premier Soccer League. Their contracts expired at the end of June, but the club has decided to retain their services for yet another season. Along with Khanyeza and Nomvete, former Kaizer Chiefs striker Kamaldeen Abraw has also been re-signed by the club on a 1-year deal after his initial 6-month contract had expired. Nomvete, interestingly, on a side note, is the leading goal scorer in the PSL's history, and behind him, not too far away, is Mabudi Khanyeza. So it's going to be very interesting to see if in the upcoming season he will increase his tally of 121 goals in the PSL since the inception of the Premier Soccer League in 1996-1997. Moving right along then, Ajax Cape Town CEO Ari Estatio has confirmed that the club will be interdicting the start of the upcoming Premier Soccer League campaign following Judge Dennis Fisher's ruling, which saw Ajax Cape Town reinstated into 15th position of the ABSA Premiership League standings. The PSL subsequently confirmed that they will be appealing the decision, adding that ABSA Premiership will get underway on August the 3rd and 4th despite the unresolved matters. Ajax have since informed the media that they will do the following. One, they will oppose the application of leave to appeal. They will launch, secondly, they will launch an application to ask Judge Dennis Fisher's decision that it would be immediately effective if the appeal is heard. And Ajax will interdict the start of the league. It's going to be interesting. We'll keep you posted on the developments as time goes on. And lastly, Bloemfontein Celtic struggles have been well publicized of late, with Max Tshabalala looking to sell the club. Another problem that has hit the team was the recent player strike due to 8 players not being paid for their salaries at the month end of June. Sokola Duma have been informed that Ike and Jimmy Augusti are close to buying the club back, which they sold to Max Tshabalala back in 2014. Fans of the club are eager to see them remain in Bloemfontein rather than have their franchise sold and moved elsewhere in the country. And the Augusti brothers could well be the answer that they are looking for. Sources are confirming that Jimmy and Ike could be buying Bloemfontein Celtic. Another interesting one. Another one that will keep you posted if any new developments happen in future. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, check out www.sokoladuma.co.za.
Hi. I personally don't think that this new Kaizer Chiefs coach will win silverware this season, given the fact that he didn't have enough time to train with his team. So I'll give him another, maybe skip this season, and I can give him a chance then next season.
Hello, Sokala Duma. It's Lindile Mafuna here, a faithful fan of Kaizer Chiefs. And I'd like to comment on the matter of our new coach. Is it possible for him to win a trophy or two, or even win the league? Well, anything is possible when you are a coach given a chance with such squad, because the squad is not too bad, but not too good as well, compared to the other teams, especially the one who are always mentioned as the top three. You look at the squad of Sundowns on paper, it's untouchable. And you look at Pirates as well, who signed 9 players at once, and then their squad is also really strong. And then compared to ours, yeah, ours is good, especially the attacking 3 or the attacking 4, whatever you call it, depending on the formation that's being used. But if you look at our center, it's not as good. You only got the likes of Katsane, Maluleka, Mengiwa. They're all average players. There's nothing exceptional about them. There's nothing special about them. It's just normal players. So to win the league, it takes a special thing to win the league. But also sometimes it's a coach who brings out the best from their player. So anything is possible. This time of the season, if you're in top match, maybe after the MTN 8, and then you'll see what things can turn around. Remember, we were once surprised by Vets, who had the squad that was not so popular in terms of familiarity. But they went on to win the league. And then last season, Maritzburg surprised us all. They played very good football. They could beat any team. And then they still maintain the same team even this year. And they've added some good players as well. So, yeah, anything is possible.
Hi, Soccer Lovers. My name is Danny. I'm from Rustenburg in Murule. The new coach of Kaizer Chiefs going to get the silverware this season because of the material that Chiefs have. You know, Kamabiliat is there. Skaramira is there. Matt Parker is showing some glimpses now. So definitely I'm sure the coach is going to get a silverware to forget the past season, because we have to get 2 or 3. I'm sure about it. The coach is good. Must not judge the coach by his previous teams that you coach. This is the team of Kaizer Chiefs. This season, we're going to break. I'm telling you. Thanks.
I'm now joined in the studio by Gracia Michael Simpson. She is the web sub-editor of Sokola Duma website, www.sokoladuma.co.za. Gracia, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, and you're good, Lego.
I'm good, man. Well, Kaizer Chiefs have finally announced their coach, and it's been less than a week since he's been announced. What are your impressions of him? What do we know about him?
Well, the thing about the Chiefs' new coach, yes, it's been a week. They announced him last week, Friday. It's been a 3-month search. I think the fans have been up in arms, and actually just everyone was ready for an announcement. Well, he is Italian. He has a fair amount of experience on the continent. He's coached clubs in Algeria as well as Saudi Arabia. Mm. And then we all know him from Free State Stars.
Yeah.
So he took over after Ernest Middendorp, and then he did actually lead Stars to a 12th place finish on the PSL, and that was, I think, in 2016. So Chiefs are fresh from 3 trophyless seasons. I think there's a fair amount of pressure on Salinas. I mean, they haven't won a title under Steve Campbell, who's already been settled at another club, might I add. So I think the fact that Salinas comes in with so much pressure, it's shoes to fill, but not really big shoes to fill, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're making
yeah.
a very good point. And one of the things that we've asking is, it's a hot topic on the show today, and we've asked, and we've got a lot of response from the fans as well, is whether or not this guy, Giovanni Salinas, is going to be successful as a Chiefs coach. Is he going to win silverware? Just your opinion. I don't necessarily have to bring stats to it. Just your opinion about what we already know about him from Free State Stars and from abroad as well. Do you think that is going to win things for Chiefs?
I think there's a possibility he could win something for Chiefs.
Mm.
Based on the fact that an external coach comes in, the morale amongst the players was so low under Steve Campbell, that if he just motivates players to do the best of their ability, I think from there it would be an easy run. And the fact that it's been a title drought for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
I think it would be easy for him just to get into good books with players, take them through their paces, because at the moment the club is so desperate to want to win something. I wouldn't be surprised if Chiefs actually wins the PSL next season.
All right, that's quite bold, but we'll see. We'll see as time unfolds. I've spoken to 3 different players this week in the past 7 days who were coached by Giovanni Salinas, and they gave me the impression that he's a disciplinarian, but as I said, but we'll see as time unfolds. Another one, a massive one, a move by Percy Tau to Brighton, has been confirmed. It's been ongoing. It's been a worst-kept secret. We've known that Mamelodi Sundowns are in negotiations. They were just ticked off by a few things by Percy Tau, not going to training and so on and so forth. But finally, we know now he's a Brighton player. What can you tell us about that move?
Well, the move has been confirmed. The latest news is that he will be put on loan. I know the fans are very upset about it. Percy Tau is a lot of fans. Some people are saying it's a bad move and so on, especially our supporters club. I think that we need to look at the fact that a player of Percy Tau's caliber to move into Europe, it is a natural progression for him. After he's achieved continental success with Mamelodi Sundowns, he's met a lot of his personal achievements, and I think we need to look at the fact, the fans need to look at the fact and be happy for Percy Tau for the move, irrespective of where he actually plays his football next season.
And I think it's there's this angle about work permits that people need to keep in mind, that he has to first go via a Belgian team or wherever on loan before he can be able to qualify to play or to get a work permit to play in the English Premiership, because of the fact that South Africa is below the top 50 in the FIFA rankings.
That's correct. Unfortunately, that is something that is difficult for South African players, and I hope that in time those rules are re-looked at, because at the end of the day, it stifles players' dreams. The chance to go play in the EPL, it's a dream for so many footballers at the moment. And yeah, Percy Tau is getting the opportunity, but has to go via another country to get into Europe and then eventually play in the English Premier League. He signed a 3-year contract. So hopefully in two seasons, we'll see Percy Tau in the EPL.
And before we move right along to the next topic with regards to transfers, I want to take you back to Keegan Dolly, to Bongani Zungu, and then Percy Tau. What's common is that there seemingly is a grapple whenever someone is swooping for Mamelodi Sundowns players. Do you notice the same thing as well? There usually is some sort of hustle. They don't let their players go freely. Like, they don't. It's not easy negotiations and then the player goes. There's always like someone going AWOL. We saw this with Keegan Dolly and Bongani Zungu as well.
I think that's an interesting fact, because based on the fact, as I said earlier, that Mamelodi Sundowns has achieved continental success.
Sure.
When you play in the CAF Champions League, your players are on a higher platform. The fact that you're going to get offers for some of your best players is inevitable. I think that Mamelodi Sundowns should stop making it difficult for the players to actually move on to the next phase of the players' careers. You know? But at the end of the day, I think there has been like a struggle with regards to Percy Tau. He was AWOL. He stayed away and eventually apologized to the club. But we look at the events that led him to get to that point.
Yeah.
I think it's unfortunate, and it got played out in the media.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a double-edged sword that your best players, because you are in the CAF Champions League, your best players will be seen, and inevitably, like you're saying, they would be courted by bigger clubs. However, the fact that they are playing in the CAF Champions League means that they want to keep their best players. But we move right along then to another one. USiyabonga Nomvete is the highest goal scorer in the Premier League, Soccer League history, with around 120-121 goals. He's been re-signed, or he has had his contract rather at AmaZulu extended by a year. It was expiring on the 30th of June this year, and it has been extended. He's 40 years old. What do you make of that renewal of the contract?
I think that was an excellent idea by AmaZulu. I mean, Siyabonga Nomvete is a legend. He is the PSL's top goal scorer of all time, as you said. His highlight of his career was his time at Kaizer Chiefs and Morocco Swallows.
Sure.
You know, he played in Italy, he's played in Sweden, he's played in Denmark. I mean, he's played for Kaizer Chiefs as well as Orlando Pirates. So I think it's been a good move. I mean, he was 34 when he won the PSL Football of the Year, Player of the Season. I think, and also the Golden Boot, let's not forget, it was 20 goals that time.
And as you're saying, Morocco Solos, I'm thinking that actually the last time the Premier Soccer League had a top goal scorer with 20 goals was in 2012 when he did that. So he's a major player.
He is a major player. And the thing is, he's still fit, he's still going. He's competing with players half his age. And I think it's been a good signing. I think he can go for another 5 years.
Alright, that's a good vote of confidence there. The last one is Ulebuhang Manyama, and this is quite becoming a common theme of people going overseas, doing well in the Premier Soccer League, earning moves overseas, and then coming back. We've seen it with Jali and everyone else that I can mention, but we don't have enough time to tabulate all those players that have done the same thing. Ulebuhang Manyama is not settled at Atakonyaspor in Turkey, moved from Cape Town City to Turkey. He didn't really play much. There are rumors that his contract has been terminated. You will tell us more about that, and that he may come back. Which teams will he possibly come back to?
Well, I think with Lebuhang Manyama, I think it was very disappointing to hear that he was actually going to come back.
Mm.
It seems there's been some internal battles, and he hasn't been happy there. He has been linked with a move to Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns are looking to replace him, to replace Percy Tau with him. Orlando Pirates are also interested. We do know that Orlando Pirates has a huge squad at the moment, so they're going to be releasing some players. We don't know how many. And in terms of who's going for the exit, they would also be looking at moulding a whole new team, basically, for the new season. SuperSport United are also keen, but we also understand that they're without a coach at the moment. So we don't know what's going to happen with regards to their rights to sign new players and so on. The transfer window is still open until the end of August, so there's a lot of time still for movements to take place. But as we understand, Mamelodi Sundowns are in pole position for Lebuhang Manyama.
I think it would be better suited to play, well, whichever team he plays for, I think it would add value. But watching Mamelodi Sundowns midweek in the CAF Champions League, I do think that they need a goal scorer,
yes.
And soon, and they need to replace Percy Tau's 13 goals that he scored and the 14 assists that he gave last season. So they need to replace him, and it would be a good addition to any club that he eventually signs. But that, nonetheless, we move right along then. Thank you very much for your time, Gracia, and
we
really appreciate your expertise.
Thanks.
Hey, Sokala to my fam. This is Lebu from Cape Town. Yeah, absolutely. Giovanna Salinas, the new coach of Kaizer Chiefs. Yes. This season, he had... There's no way that he could not win us a silverware. It's a must, even though it's his first job at Kaizer Chiefs. But I'm sure with the quality and the players that Chiefs have, he is supposed to deliver something. He is supposed to bring us a trophy, and I am 100% sure that Kaizer Chiefs with this new coach, because I once saw him at Free State Stars, and at least he has got that PSL experience. And I'm sure that he will win us something. He will win us a piece of silverware this season. I believe in him. Thank you.
Good evening, Sokala Duma. My name is Pusone. This is basically to voice out my opinion about what I think regarding Salinas making it as a new Chiefs coach. To be quite honest, at this moment it's going to be very difficult. When you look at Pirates and then and Sundowns, they've both done their pre-seasons very well, and I think Vets as well. The coach didn't start his pre-season, and this weekend he has to play Sundowns. So in terms of fitness, in terms of him implementing his philosophy, I think he's going to be behind that. And in terms of the standard of the other two big teams, it's going to be very difficult for him, to be quite honest. And I'm thinking that Kaizer Chiefs probably just did what Paris did a season ago by appointing Charles Jean Overt just to put a face to say, okay, we've got a coach now. I think they didn't get the man they initially wanted. So I'm thinking after a season or two, Chiefs is going to get a coach they actually preferred from the... We don't know. Maybe there's some sort of an agreement with Baxter. We don't know. Thanks.
Thank you very much for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed it. Catch more content next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.